The procession. The priest, having blessed the incense, which, according to the custom of the church, always heads a procession and sheds its perfume along the path that is to be taken, the deacon turns towards the people and gives the signal for departure with these words, "Let us proceed in peace." The choir answers, "In the name of Christ, Amen." The procession then advances, the clergy and people holding the palms in their hands. The choir chants the following antiphons in honor of Jesus, the King of Israel. Antiphon. When the Lord drew nigh to Jerusalem, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go ye into the village that is over against you, and you will find the colt of an ass tied. Loose it, and bring it to me. If anyone ask you any questions, say, 'The Lord wanteth it.'" They untied and brought it to Jesus, and laid their garments upon it, and he seated himself on it. Others spread their garments in the way. Others cut branches from the trees. And those who followed cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! And blessed be the reign of our father David! Hosanna in the highest! O son of David, have mercy on us!" Antiphon. When the people heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took palm branches and went out to meet him. And the children cried out, saying, "This is he who is come for the salvation of the people. He is our salvation and the redemption of Israel. How great is he whom the thrones and dominations go out to meet! Fear not, O daughter of Sion. Behold, thy king cometh to thee, sitting on an ass's colt, as it is written. Hail, O king, the creator of the world, who art come to redeem us." Antiphon. 6 days before the solemnity of the Passover, when the Lord was coming into the city of Jerusalem, the children met him and carried palm branches in their hands, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Hosanna in the highest! Blessed art thou who art come in the multitude of thy mercy! Hosanna in the highest!" Antiphon. The multitude goeth out to meet their Redeemer with flowers and palms, and payeth the homage due to a triumphant conqueror. The Gentiles proclaim the Son of God, and their voices rend the skies in the praise of Christ. Hosanna in the highest! Antiphon. Let us faithfully join with the angels and children, singing to the conqueror of death, Hosanna in the highest! Antiphon. A great multitude that was met together at the festival cried out to the Lord, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" The procession is now on its return to the church, but it cannot enter, for the doors are shut. We have already explained the meaning of this part of the ceremony. Immediately there are heard voices within the holy place. They are singing the praises of Christ, our King and Savior. These cantors represent the holy angels in heaven, who are greeting the entry of Jesus into the eternal Jerusalem. Outside the church, there stands the choir, re-echoing the hymn of triumph. But it is man celebrating the entry of the Son of David into the earthly Jerusalem. The two choirs are thus kept separated from each other, until at length the victorious cross throws open the door, which represents the gate of heaven, and unites the church militant with the church triumphant. The hymn which is sung during this ceremony was composed by Theodulf, Bishop of Orleans, when prisoner at Angers, by order of Louis the Good. The Church of Rome, by using the first 6 stanzas of this short poem, has immortalized it throughout the world. The cantors within the church begin the first stanza, which is repeated by the choir without, not only after this, but also after each of the following five stanzas. Hymn. Glory, praise, and honor be to thee, O Christ, our King, our Savior, to whom the innocent children sang their fervent hosanna. Thou art the King of Israel, the glorious Son of David. Blessed art thou, our King, that comest in the name of the Lord. The whole heavenly host, in the highest heavens above, and men on earth, and all created things praise thee. The Hebrew people, with palms, went forth to meet thee. Behold, we too present ourselves before thee, with our prayers, desires, and hymns. They offered the tribute of their praise to thee, when thou wast about to suffer. We sing our hymn to thee, seated on thy throne. They were pleasing to thee. Grant that our devotion may also please thee, O dear and merciful King, to whom all is pleasing that is good. As soon as the choir has sung its response to the last stanza, the subdeacon knocks with the cross at the door, which is immediately opened. In some places, it is the celebrant himself who performs this ceremony, and while doing it, he recites the words of Psalm 23, in which David celebrates the entrance of our Redeemer into heaven on the day of his ascension. The procession then enters the church, singing the following responsory. Responsory. As our Lord entered the holy city, the Hebrew children declaring the resurrection of life, with palm branches cried out, Hosanna in the highest. When the people heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they went out to meet him, with palm branches, cried out, Hosanna in the highest.